Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org.
Hello, welcome to Berg Vivant. I'm Mike Buzzelli, and this is Lonnie the Theater Lady, and we're here to talk about Brood. Yes, B-R-E-W-E-D, not B-R-O-O-D. I was talking to somebody last night, and I was like, oh, you said Brood. I was like, is it about a bunch of children?
Or chickens?
No. Brood is about six sisters.
Six sisters. And one girl.
And a guest. Yes, yeah. Okay. And it is about, well, let's put it this way. Next time you're getting serious with your boyfriend or girlfriend, and you got to go over and meet the family, no matter how weird they are, they're not going to be as weird as these sisters.
I know. These sisters really took the fun out of dysfunctional.
Oh, am I? They're, yeah.
They were so angry. They were all operating under this kind of a hex of this deep, dark secret of violence that had occurred in their family, and they were all...
It's the kind of family you'd meet on the X-Files.
Yeah, this is not Little Women.
not Little Women at all.
Resemble them at all. This is a very, what I would consider a combination. It's hard to really categorize it. It's a dark comedy. It's a very sometimes frightening family drama with a lot of brutality.
And violence,
Violence. These sisters settled their problems with by physical
trying to kill
fights.
Each other, yes.
And the fight choreography was...
Don DiGiulio.
Did the, tremendous. It felt so real. And I noticed a couple times that I was flinching and you were flinching.
I flinched a
because
bit.
Because it did not, and we were right there.
There was a point where Siobhan Christensen as Roxette Babbitt.
Oh, gosh. Well, it's hard to say because here are the sisters' names. It's easy to see why we might confuse them. The sisters were Nanette, Juliet, Paulette, Roxette, Babette, and Colette.
Right. And then
Lee. And the friend was Lee.
Lee. Poor little Lee. Without an et at the end of her name. You know, like you said, elements of horror, elements of comedy, very funny.
Some fantasy. Some mystical.
Science fiction, even.
That part, yeah, and some mystical things. You have to really suspend reality to watch this and, you know,
buy into
it.
Yeah, I don't know if I did such a great job of that. But the acting.
Superb.
First of all, it was written by Scott Bersotti.
A former Pittsburgher. Who is moving back to Pittsburgh after 10 years in Chicago.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll welcome him back with open arms. Yes. I'd be interested to see something else from him to see if it's got the same elements. And then our director was
Scott Wilson, Stephen Wilson.
I was like, okay, Stephen Wilson.
Who is also a native Pittsburgher who now lives in Chicago.
Oh, okay. Are they switching apartments? Is that like...
No,
that movie where they're switching apartments?
He's been there for a while.
Oh, okay. What I do like about this is that if you say there are no parts for women, you're wrong in theater. There
very,
are
very strong parts for every one of them.
Right.
Tressa Glover was, I think, Babette?
Babette. Babs, they called her.
And we won't give too much away about it. But I found her character fascinating because she was so seemingly gentle and almost helpless at times. Mm-hmm. And as the character developed and we got to know her,
she
was really not what she seemed. Very.
Oh, yeah, not what she seemed at all.
No, and I thought she did that so well because she had the purity and the innocence at first, and then she had the opposite of that later.
Yeah. And Siobhan Christensen, who we saw in For the Tree to Drop, was in there.
She was the one that was kind of mystical and...
Right.
I really liked
trying to hold the family together more than the others, I think.
And Paulette.
Oh, right.
Was trying to hold the family together, too. And since I get so confused with all these ets.
There's, well, seven actors in a show. It's a big cast.
Yeah.
And it's all females, which was an interesting take.
Paulette was Saul Crespo.
Oh, okay.
And she was kind of the one also trying to keep the family together. Very strong
personality.
Different
ways, yes.
But also at times, just slightly human.
No, you know what's interesting? They're all multifaceted characters.
Very much.
They were all multifaceted characters.
Very complex.
There's a lot of good things to say about the show.
About the acting in particular.
About the acting in particular.
Cindy Jackson.
Well, we love Cindy Jackson.
Playing the NASCAR driver, and she...
I saw a still of her being beaten up by Siobhan.
I saw that too.
And I was like, oh, I got to see this just to see Cindy getting beaten up. I still love you, Cindy.
Yes. But I thought she did such a good job of at times almost seeming normal until you really got into the family dynamics.
Right.
None of them were.
Poor Lee was the only normal one.
She was. And that was played by Kelly Trumbull.
Okay. Oh, now, her. No?
No, that was... The girlfriend, Maura Quigley.
Sorry. Oh, Maura Quigley.
And Kelly
yes.
Trumbull was the sister that had the girlfriend.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Roxette.
Right.
Yes.
No. Was it Roxette?
Roxette. The builder.
Yes.
Yes.
Roxette.
Okay, that's how I remember them. The builder, the healer, the this or the that. Sort of like if they were in some sort of, you know, fantasy game.
But it was a very.
I don't know.
Physical, very physical performance by all of them. And I suspect...
The fighting was brutal.
I suspect they're all bruised.
I would expect as much, as good as the fight choreographer it was, Dawn, but it looked very real. And there were the other people being slapped around. I'd be surprised if no one's been injured yet from that cast.
The one recurring line I liked was from Colette. And let's see, Colette was played by, I wish their names were all different. It was funny, though, to have those names.
Right. And, well, they don't call each other.
They had nicknames.
Collie and Babs and
Collie.
Roxy, yeah.
And every time they said Collie, she said, that's a dog.
Yeah.
She wanted to be called by her full name. That was Alex Manolo.
Oh, okay.
And
and also it was...
Her character was interesting because she had this competitive nature to her.
Oh, yeah.
That I really... enjoyed seeing, and again, a little normalcy.
Yeah.
But not a lot.
Right. If you like dark, humorous, violent shows, this is the show for you. This is dark, violent, brutal, but funny and excellently acted.
Yeah, and I think that almost minimizes the depth to it if you just put it to that sound clip, because there was so much going on there.
There is.
It's like a psychological thriller at
There's
times,
a lot
too.
In that cauldron.
Yes.
And a lot of them are boiling from underneath. Yeah.
Right.
Like
so
I'm
this
starting
was,
to see the, you know, the subtext.
Yes, it was off the wall theater.
Yes.
By the No Name Players.
Right.
And it runs through July. Is it 11th, I think?
A little graphic will show up.
11th.
Okay. A little graphic. Look at the graphic. Thank you.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and BergVivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find BergVivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.